Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. Slimy, slippery, and slithering things. This hour on Harmonia, we're listening to the sounds of frogs, snakes, and serpents, both real and mythological. Our featured release is Le Serpent Imaginaire, a recording exploring music for a member of the cornetto family. You guessed it, the serpent.
Thank you.
Instrumental music by Jean-Baptiste Lully. That was from the 2001 recording of Percée, with Christophe Rousset conducting Les Talents Lyriques. We'll begin our slide off the slippery slope with some famous frogs. Handel's Israel in Egypt, an oratorio, tells the Passover story from the Old Testament with texts taken from Exodus and the Psalms. Frogs are the second plague sent against the Pharaoh. Here's the overture to this oratorio, followed by the aria, Their Land Brought Forth Frogs, sung by countertenor Timothy Wilson.
Thank you.
That was the overture and aria, Their Land Brought Forth Frogs, from the 2005 re-release of Handel's Israel in Egypt, performed by the Taverner Players, Taverner Choir, and soloists, all conducted by Andrew Parrott. Heinrich Bieber's 1681 sonata Representativa playfully shows the audience several kinds of animals, including birds, cats, and frogs. Unlike the pestilence caused by the frogs in Handel's oratorio, Bieber's frogs croak lazily by the shore. We'll listen to Der Frosch and the closing Allemann from Bieber's sonata. Then we'll hear a less literal representation of frogs by John Dowland, inspired by the Frog Galliard.
Love divided loveth none.
We heard Der Frosch and an Allemann from Bieber's Sonata Repräsentativa. Gunnar Letzbor was the violinist performing with Ars Antiqua Austria on the 1994 Pan Classics recording of Bieber's sonatas. Then we heard John Dowland's version of the Frog Galliard under the title Now, O Now, I Needs Must Part, performed by lutenist Thomas Dunford. You can become a fan of Harmonia Early Music on Facebook or follow our updates all week long on Twitter. Just search for Harmonia Early Music. Slithering snakes have found their way into many pieces of art, literature, and music. In Shakespeare's comedy A Midsummer Night's Dream, fairies request, quote, spotted snakes with double tongue and other creeping and crawling creatures to stay away from the fairy queen. Here's a version of You Spotted Snakes that was popular in Elizabethan England.
You spotted snakes with double tongue, thorn. A hedgehog's be not seen. Newts and pineworms do no wrong. Come not near, O fairy queen. Fill, O mare, with melody. Sing in our sweet lullaby. Lullaby. Spiders come not here, hence you long-legged spinners, hence beetles black approach not near, worm nor snail do no offense. Fill the mare with melody, sing in all sweet lullaby, lullaby, lullaby. Never harm nor spare nor charm, come a lovely lady nigh. So
We heard You Spotted Snakes, performed by the Playfords from their 2015 recording, The Hunt Is Up. Inspired by Ovid's Metamorphosis, 14th century composer and poet Guillaume de Machaut writes about a symbolic reptile, Python. Machaut writes, "Python, the wondrous serpent, whom Phoebus slew with his arrow, was 1 furlong in length, as Ovid describes it. But no man ever saw a serpent so fierce, so cruel, or so proud as the serpent which repulses me when I seek mercy of my lady." This serious lyric ballad mimics qualities of Trouvère songs. A hallmark of this style is the multifaceted nature of the text. The listener can hear the physical strength as well as other masculine kinds of prowess from Phoebus.
La grâce où mon vrai
We heard baritone Marc Moyon performing Machaut's ballad Python le Merveilleux Serpent. That was from a 2013 Eloquentia release, Mon Chant Vous Envoie. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, fostering the performance, scholarship, and community of early music, on the web at earlymusicamerica.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back. We've heard frogs and snakes. Now let's hear from some mythical, slimy, slippery, and slithering creatures. In Greek mythology, gorgons are reptilian creatures depicted as women with snakes for hair, known for turning mortals into stone. The most famous gorgon, Medusa, was slain by the hero Perseus. Jean-Baptiste Lully depicts the story in his 1682 opera Persée. In Act III, Perseus begs courage from the messenger god Mercury, who says, "Perseus, go, fly where love calls you. Gorgons, henceforth you will be without power." Perseus, wearing Pluto's helmet of invisibility, approaches Medusa. After a struggle, he slays her. Mercury announces that Perseus carries the head.
Approchez-vous, Méduse est endormie. Avancez sans bruit, surprenez une si terrible ennemie. Si vous osez la voir, c'est fait de votre vie.
Je suivrai les conseils que vous m'avez donnés.
Je vous laisse au milieu d'un péril redoutable. Je ne puis plus rien pour vos jours. Cherchez votre dernier secours dans un courage inébranlable.
Un prix qui me doit charmer m'est offert par la victoire. Quel péril peut m'alarmer? L'amour et la gloire s'unissent pour m'animer.
monde est délivré d'un monstre si terrible. Le ciel s'est servi de mon bras.
Tout est péril, Méduse. Ah, traître, tu mourras. Qu'il meure d'un trépas horrible. Mais
qui peut le rendre invisible?
Méduse apprécie encore l'univers. Méduse apprécie encore l'univers. Trouve encore l'univers.
C'est son sang qui produit tant de monstres divers.
C'est son sang qui produit tant de monstres divers.
C'est son sang qui produit tant de monstres divers.
Cherchez votre victime quand j'ai mangé le sang qui vous anime.
Monstre, cherchez votre victime quand j'ai mangé le sang qui vous anime.
Servez nos fureurs, armez-vous, vengeons Méduse, vengeons-nous, vengeons Méduse, vengeons-nous, vengeons Méduse, vengeons-nous, vengeons-nous.
Servez nos fureurs, armez-vous, armez-vous.
Servez nos fureurs, armez-vous, armez-vous.
Vengeons Méduse, vengeons-nous, vengeons-nous.
Vengeons Méduse, vengeons-nous, vengeons-nous.
Vengeons Méduse, vengeons-nous, vengeons-nous.
Servez nos fureurs, armez-vous, armez-vous.
Vengeons Méduse, vengeons-nous, vengeons-nous.
We heard music from the opera Percé by Jean-Baptiste Lully. Christophe Rousset conducted Les Talents Lyriques. The album was released in 2001 on the Astre Naive label. Gorgons aren't the only scary slithering things in drama. John Gay's libretto to Beggar's Opera refers to a basilisk, the king of serpents, who could kill with a glance. We chose this segment with the overture and air, Many May Escape from Rope and Gun.
From rope and gun, nay, some have outlived the doctor's pill. Who takes a woman must be undone. That basilisk is sure to kill. The fly, the ship's treacle is lost in the sweets. So he that takes woman, woman, woman. The tastes woman ruin meets.
To what a woeful plight have I brought myself. Here must I all day long till I'm hanged, be confined to hear the reproaches of a wench who lays her ruin at my door. I'm in the custody of her father, and to be sure, if he knows of the matter, I shall have a fine time on it betwixt this and my execution. But I promised the wench marriage. What signifies a promise to a woman? Does not man in marriage itself promise 100 things that he never means to perform? Do all we can, Women will believe us, for they look upon a promise as an excuse for following their own inclinations. But here comes Lucy, and I cannot get from her. Would I were deaf!
Adrian Thompson was the soloist in that air from The Beggar's Opera, music arranged by Christopher Pepusch. You can find hundreds of archived episodes, playlists, and podcasts online at harmoniaearlymusic.org. We've heard music about slimy, slippery, and slithering things, both imaginary and real. On our featured release, Le Serpent Imaginaire, we'll hear another kind of serpent entirely, the instrument called the serpent. The bass member of the cornetto family, the serpent is constructed out of carved wooden halves bound together with leather and is played with a trombone-like mouthpiece. Although the serpent has holes, much like early woodwinds, it's considered an ancestor of the tuba. Since the tube forms an S shape, serpent building challenges even the most skilled instrument maker. Let's listen to two ricercadas by Spanish Renaissance composer Diego Ortiz, played on the serpent. We heard two ricercadas by Diego Ortiz from the 2015 hybrid music release Le Serpent Imaginaire. The recording features the ensemble Les Mélanges. The serpent was prized for its vocal quality and was regularly used to accompany singers in sacred music. Here are serpents performing the Pentecost hymn Veni Creator Spiritus. French poet and organist Jean Titelus composed this setting in 1623.